Time now for game two of our doubleheader broadcast tonight, live on Classic Hits 101.7. Now, let's head back courtside in Searcy with Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joseph, and good evening once again from the Lions Den here on the campus of Searcy High School as we are getting ready to bring you the second portion of our doubleheader, and hopefully the Mountaineer boys will have as much luck as their girls did tonight in spoiling Searcy's senior night this evening. We do welcome you into the Bombers pregame show. Mountaineer coming into this game with a record of 8-16 overall. They are currently 3-9 in the 5A East and in sixth place in the conference. Bombers coming off a tough overtime loss to Nettleton, double overtime loss to Nettleton this past Friday night, 65-55 in that game. As for the Searcy squad, they're right now in seventh place in the conference. They are 9-16 overall and 2-10 in conference play. Their last game was a high scoring affair. They ended up losing to Jonesboro this past Friday night, 84-70 in that contest. Now the last time these two teams played each other, went down to the wire. Mountaineer was able to get the victory over the Lions by a score of 60-57. Of course, this is Searcy's senior night, so with this being their last home game, you know they want to try to protect home court if at all possible this evening. So expect them to try to come out with a bang this evening. Now, just as far as postseason implications are concerned, the four spots for the playoffs have already been locked up. Mountaineer and Searcy cannot make the postseason on the boys' side, so this week will be the last for both teams. I'll tell you right now, Marion has already clinched the conference championship. West Memphis and Jonesboro came into this into tonight tied for second, and Nelson is fourth. And so those teams have already clinched their spots. Seating is not as clear, except for Marion, of course. But we'll know that later on at the end of this week. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountaineer and Searcy. You're listening to the Bombers pregame show on Class Kids 101.7.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountaineer. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountaineer.
Through the years, over $22 million has been awarded in scholarships administered by the Trust, Wealth, and Investment Team of Integrity First Bank. That's a lot of legacy. Are you a charitably minded individual who values education, initiative, and integrity? Then let's meet and have a conversation about your philanthropic goals. I'm Janet Evans. We at Integrity First Bank can assist you with your estate planning from investments through administration to ensure that your legacy is a lasting legacy. Call me today at 425-1801. We look forward to serving you.
Investment products are not FDIC insured without bank guarantee and may lose value.
We welcome you back to the Bomber pregame show here on Class Kids 101.7 as Mountaineer is getting ready to take on Searcy this evening. This is the last road trip of the regular season for Mountaineer. Take a look at the starting lines for both teams. First off, for Mountaineer and their road blues, coached by Josh Fulcher. They'll be going with three seniors, Luke Cruz at 6'3", Colton Peters at 6'1", and Talon Benton at 5'11". And rounding out the starting lineup will be a pair of sophomores, Wyatt Gilbert at 5'10", and Matt Jones at 6'4". For Searcy, they are in their home whites, coached by third-year coach John White. They'll be going with three seniors, Peyton Caldwell at 6'3", Peyton Wright at 6'4", and Tristan Alcorn at 6'4". And then running out the lineup will be two juniors, Freddie Hicks at 6'4", and Griffin Love at 6'1". Let's go wrap up the Bombers pregame show. We'll come back and get this game tipped off in just a moment. Mountaineer and Searcy coming up next. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home has provided our community with orthopedic excellence since 1983. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in continuity of care, from state-of-the-art diagnostics and surgical procedures through therapy and follow-up to treat bone or joint disease, trauma, and sports injuries. The clinic offers X-ray and MRI testing, an in-house therapy department, and outpatient surgery for convenience and savings. Knox Orthopedics, helping you feel good again and ready to enjoy a life full of adventure.